Item 10.3, draft law for reserve plan, endorsement for consultation. Do I move
it? I'll move that, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Moved by Councillor O'Brien. Do I have a seconder? Second by Councillor Haines. Councillor O'Brien.
Councillor O'Brien, Councillor Doctor, Councillor Haines show tonight, councillors. This is a fairly extensive, strategy that has been out for consultation in 2015. I'm sure the three ward councillors, my fellow ward councillors, would agree that this is a fairly strategic park. It is enjoyed by many in the community down that way, and there are some people who, in that community, who are very, very passionate about this park and who have had a very good vocal say about its future. And I can assure those people that we have, and we are listening, and this is their opportunity now to put in formal submissions, as it is for those that either back onto the park, use the park, pass the park, or know the park, to have a say in it as well. I do encourage many people as possible to have a look at this strategy and to provide comment to us. It is important to get their feedback and to give that feedback to officers. Councillors, I do encourage, thank the officers who have put a lot of time and effort into this park, this strategy, and consulting with people that I've certainly referred up to them to seek clarity and to seek more further information. So we've been out to public sort of initial to get some views. We have those views now. We have a strategy. It's a cracker of a park for my fellow ward councillors. I'd love to see you down there one Sunday afternoon for a barbecue and to enjoy the many benefits of the park that it has to offer. And we're going to improve the park and to all those people who access it. So I encourage you to take this forward and to get community consultations now and to hear the views of the community.
Thank you. Councillor Haines.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Yes, I echo the eloquent words of my fellow councillor and just want to add that with all the hundreds of parks that we have here in Manningham, I'm grateful that we have really good staff that do consider all the options and all the people with their parks and trying to make the best for the people that live around it to make that community use that space wisely. And I ask that we just endorse this for consultation and continue to grow and work on all of our parks. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone speak against? Now put the motion. All those in favour? Against? Lights carried. Item 10.4, Planning Scheme Amendment, GC42, Environmentally Sustainable Development Policy. Consideration of submissions. Do I have a mover? Moved by Councillor Gilberty.
Move that the recommendation be adopted, and I'm sorry for the intermission from the Councillor O'Brien and Councillor Hainshaw.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Need a break.
Second by Councillor McAleish. Councillor Gilberty.
Yes, Madam Mayor. Our planning scheme amendment GC42 has been a joint project with ourselves, Manningham City Council and the City of Darebin. We've received 11 submissions up to date, and what we would like now is to request the Minister for Planning to appoint an independent panel to consider all of these submissions and that we've received in response to the amendment GC42. And this amendment has three major benefits. The environmental benefits by requiring our new buildings and additions to achieve greater levels of energy and water efficiency. Economic benefits by maximising a sustainable design and the planning stage and minimising the costs therein. And all social benefits by facilitating sustainable built form, which is very important in ensuring that people enjoy where they're living.
Thank you. Councillor McAleish.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm pleased to rise to speak in favour of this particular motion. It's great to see our council taking a step forward in introducing within our planning scheme a requirement for larger developments to prepare an environmental sustainability development plan, to consider that as a fundamental requirement for a planning permit is a great step forward for our community. That we will get the best outcomes in terms of building design and environmental sustainability of larger buildings if we have that designed into these buildings at the planning stage. This is the only instrument that's available to council, is to bring it into the planning scheme, and we have been a proactive organisation in moving forward on this to deliver the environmental benefits in future developments on behalf of and for the benefit of our community. It's great to see us partnering with fellow councils in delivering this. It's exactly what we should be doing, because we are spreading the workload and we are establishing a consistency of policy across multiple councils within Victoria, and that leads to predictability for development projects. And I expect we'll see more of these developed across the state as time goes forward, and we will get a far more consistent approach to this key aspect of development planning. And I ask my fellow councillors to support it.
Thank you. Anyone speak against? If not, put the motion. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. Item 10.5. Amendment C102, Montgomery Street proposal to rezone land. Consideration of panel report and adoption of amendment.
Councillors, I wish to declare that I have a conflict of interest in this item, being an indirect interest of close association, and as such I will be leaving the meeting room for the duration of this meeting.
Oh, okay. Oh. Coming back.
I wish.
You have to come back.
Item.
Can't get out that easy.
Please note, Councillor Bryan has left the chamber. Do I have a mover for this motion?
Madam Mayor, I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you. Moved by Councillor Haynes. Do I have a seconder? Second by Councillor Gilberty. Councillor Haynes.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just quickly, as we've been working through this process, obviously we've got to the point now where we're proposing to rezone the land as per the consideration of the panel report. So I thank the community and the panel and the organisation to get to this point with that piecemeal, and that the way that that actual area is definitely needing this rezoning. And there'll be more clarity as to what things can and can't be done there. So I ask that my fellow councillors support this.
Thank you. Councillor Gilberty. Yeah. Anyone speak against? If not, put a motion. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. Please note, Councillor O'Brien has returned the chamber. And just for your information, that this item has been passed.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Item 11, Access and Engineering. Item 11.1, 2015 to 2016, Capital Works Program, End of March Status Report. Do I have a mover? Move, Councillor McLeish.
Madam Mayor, I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Second by Councillor Gilberty. Councillor McLeish.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I rise to briefly state that I'm very pleased to see that this report's been prepared for us once again, and that we're making very good progress on the capital projects we have underway. We can expect to see Aquarina project developed in the very near future, I believe, I understand. And we look forward to seeing that particular project completed and open once again for the community to enjoy both the enhanced existing facilities and the completed new facilities. And we're very much looking forward to that particular project happening. We're also enjoying seeing the works get underway at Mullum Reserve, which is a precursor to the stadium development. There is, as usual, a long list of projects that are well and truly underway and generally operating on schedule. And it's a credit to the organisation that the report is once again a sound reflection of the great work that they're doing.
Hear, hear.
Thank you. Councillor Gilberty. Anyone speak against? If not, put the motion. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. Item 12, community programs. Item 12.1, progress report. Live well in bullying community strengthening project. Do I have a mover? Move,
I move that's on the paper.
Moved by Councillor Gove. Do I have a seconder? Second by Councillor Kynard. Councillor Gove.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and I rise to speak to this motion and want to congratulate this particular project as it's going so far and looking forward to the work that's being done or will be done into the future with this. I think identified a number of years ago and probably identified without the formal statistics, but through surveys of people and the Australian statistics, there are elements of disadvantage in pockets in Manningham, and one of the areas of disadvantage in Manningham are some parts of the area of Bulleen, and it came up with two issues, and one of them was social isolation and a disadvantage. And indeed, social isolation is a major issue in Manningham across the board, not just in this area. It is getting bigger and bigger. As our population is ageing and living in their own homes, more and more people are becoming isolated from the rest of the community. And indeed, you hear the stories of some people, the only people they speak to may be a Meals on Wheels person or whatever. So I suppose wealthy by world standards, poor by the needs of humans with social interaction. This isolation and disadvantage has been recognised in the area of Bulleen, and it's no wonder because it was one of the very first areas developed in the city of Manningham, and indeed I still know quite a number of people, and they're in their 80s and 90s, that were the young married people that came and built houses in that area, and they're still there, or one of the spouses is still alive and living in the area. Now, this program is to address quite a number of needs, and it's working through other organisations that Council do partner with, community health groups, I think there's some legal groups there, the libraries, and also Don Care, and there are a number of other different organisations that we're partnering with, and along with the state government as well, and offices there. And the money that we put in, $34,000, there's $450,000 from the state government to work on this project to address some of the situations in that area. And you know, we've had a working group. Now we're going to be going consulting more with the people, and indeed a number of programs and education programs, and facilitation programs and training programs, and safety initiatives and eating and eating well and things like that programs within the area that are going to be initiated under this. And it's important that we get to do that. I think the best thing about this is that this conversation that we're having with our community in Bulleen is also going to be able to drive us in our directions with regard to our what services we build there. It looks into our capital works, community facilities, what sort of facility, whereabouts, how big, what could be included in there, and all of the information from here will be fed into what we're going to be driving and doing in the future for our community buildings and community activities within this area. So I'd like to congratulate the people that are working in that area and look forward to the report on the activities that are outlined that are going to be undertaken in this coming year.
Thank you. Councillor Kynard. Anyone speak against? If not, put a motion. All those in favour? Against? That is carried. Item 12.2, Regional Kitchen Restructure Shareholder Agreement. Do I have a mover?
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you. Move by Councillor Downey. Do I have a seconder? Second by Councillor Grivokostopoulos. Councillor Downey.
This is just a reorganisation of the way the community kitchen is run, but I would just like to bring it to our CEO's attention, who may not know a lot about the community kitchen, what a fantastic service it is. It's brilliant new facility. Well, it's 2 or 3 years old now, but it's a great service to a wonderful facility which provides nutritious meals to our community and works hard to give a variety of meals to our community. And I think it's a great service to stay in and keep on going with.
Thank you. Councillor Guibo Costopoulos. Anyone speak against? Not put the motion. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. Item 12.3, appointment of new community representatives for advisory committees, access and equity, open space and streetscape, integrated transport, arts. Do I have a mover?
So moved as on the paper, Madam Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Goff. Do I have a seconder? Seconded by Councillor Haynes. Councillor Goff.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. And this is a pretty good news story. And I suppose it indicates the way in which we do at Council try to get public consultation into all areas of our operation. And the public consultation isn't just through, I suppose, one of the major ways of getting feedback from the community is through the councillors. But also talking with the community and then also having input with people with special interests or skills in particular areas. And we're looking at people to give us advice in these advisory committees, so not a decision-making committee, but advice for access and equity, for open space and streetscape, integrated transport and arts. And these people are valued members of our community that do give us another point of view and assist us as councillors and also assist the organisation in how to go forward getting programs into our community from council. So their work is, I thank them for their work, the people that have been on it. I congratulate the people that have been on the committee and look forward to their input with councillors and council officers into the coming future.
Thank you. Councillor Haynes.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just to also add, I support everything that Councillor Goff has said, and obviously as community representatives on these committees, I'm hoping that not only do they have a say, that we as an organisation do listen to the community more and really just take notice of the advisory committees, and that I hope in the future we'll be able to even expand some of these committees and give more people opportunities to have a say. And as we still listen to those that are not on the advisory committees, I really encourage each and every one of us just to support our local community to get more involved and help us make better decisions on their behalf.
Thank you. Anyone speak against? I put the motion. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. I would like to remind the people in the gallery that we will be cleaning the questions box shortly. Please submit any questions you may have in the next few minutes. I will also stress that I will deal with a maximum of 2 questions per person. If you have more than 2 questions, please submit these additional questions in writing to the council through the normal channels. Item 13, corporate services. Item 13.1, adoption of proposed 2016-2017 annual budget and proposed strategic resource plan 2016 to 2020 for public exhibition. Do I have a mover?
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Okay, move by Councillor Downey. Do I have a seconder? Second by Councillor McLeish. Councillor Downey.
The proposed 2016-17 budget outlines how Council will deliver services and invest in community asset improvements throughout the city with a budget of $138.47 million. In the final year of this Council, it is important to reflect on the opportunities, pressures and challenges which have influenced Council's decision-making and put our community in a strong position to face the future. Council has been aware of the impending introduction of rate capping and over recent years has purposefully set out to manage expenditure growth while still preserving our investment in community assets and our capital program services. The future effect of the rate cap in years beyond 2017 is yet to be tested, and this new environment will require ongoing conversations with the community about our city's future priorities and services. Manningham Council's proposed 2016-17 annual budget allocates $90.6 million to deliver services and a further $47.87 million to the capital program. Some of the highlights of the capital budget are the Manningham bin swap, with the replacement of approximately 135,000 waste bins throughout the municipality that are at the end of their useful life. That's $5.8 million. Community building and building improvement projects, $14.54 million. Road-related projects, including ongoing refurbishment and renewal of local roads. And I know that's a really important thing to be doing, and that's $10.44 million. Throughout the 2016-17 budget and strategic resource plan, Council will continue to deliver high-quality, responsive value-for-money services, such as the development of an action plan for the Live Well in Bulleen Community Strengthening Project, which Councillor Goff has so eloquently spoke about. Finalisation and opening of the final 1 kilometre section of the Mullum Mullum Trail between Park and Heads Road, and I'm looking forward to that and to be able to take my dogs for walks along there. Finalisation and opening of the final 1 kilometre section, to complete 40% of construction of the Mullum Mullum Stadium, and that is a large need for our community. Continue to implement the actions of a 2011-2013 economic development strategy with a strong focus on engaging local businesses that results in 10% increases in subscribers and local directory contracts. This is a well thought out budget, and I would ask my fellow councillors to support it.
Thank you. Councillor McGinnish.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm very pleased to rise to speak in support of this proposed budget. It's been a difficult year to draft a budget. Rates capping has really constrained the investment opportunities that we as a council have. But we've done an excellent job. We've been a conservative council. Last year we gave a rate rise of 3.5%. That was the lowest in a decade. And it continued the trend of this council driving down rates. But this year, ladies and gentlemen, Madam Mayor, we've done significantly better. Significantly better. We have driven the rates down, the average rate down by 1.9%. Am I right? 1.9? 1.2, sorry. Well, I stand corrected. 1.2. I don't have the number in front of me. This thing's flat. Down. A rate decrease for the average property, ladies and gentlemen. The officers tell me that they cannot find anywhere in our records that occurring, and it's something we as a council should be very proud of. Now, I guess there's a little bit of smart mathematics and you're wondering how that's possible. Well, that's because rates are in two parts. There is the general rate, and that's gone up by 2.5%, capped as we all are. That raises $82 million. But the waste charges have gone down significantly. They're down 24%. Courtesy of the impact of this new waste contract. That's reduced to $10.7 million. And the combination of those two gives us our overall average rate rise of minus 1.2%, a significant achievement for the council. And the 2.5% rise in general rates, well, that's a great thing overall. Now, this is going to be spread around our community in different ways. If your property's only gone up by 5%, well, you'll see a much better impact on your rates than that. But if your rate property has gone up by 50%, then your rate rise is going to be well above that minus 1.2%. But that happens every year. That's the nature of rate rises. If you have a high property increase, your rates will go up more than that average. And if you have a low property value increase, your rates will go up less than that average. It will be distributed around our community as it always is. I'm pleased to see we're putting $34.9 million into capital works. We exceed our target of 33%, a great thing. And that's predominantly because we're putting $7 million into the Mullum Mullum Stadium. It's the first investment to deliver the first 40% of that project. It's a signature project for our council, and it follows on from the completion of the project that we spoke about a little bit earlier of Aquarina. I'm very pleased to see the contribution of all of the councillors in drafting this budget, in putting forward their initiatives, in showing constraint in the initiatives they put forward to help us keep a lid on costs. This is a testament to this entire council and to the entire organisation who have assisted us. Our EBA goes up by 3.2%, but we have kept labour costs only going up 2.9%, and the organisation has responded with productivity improvements. It's been a cooperative arrangement between both the executive and the elected arm of this council, and it's a testament to the efficacy of this organisation. And I thank everyone for their contribution and ask everyone to support this proposed budget.
Thank you. Anyone speak against? If not, put a motion. All those in favour? Against? That's carried.